Our reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 2, starting to read at verse 1. And if you want to follow it, it's on page 966 in the Pew Bible. You need to listen to this carefully, all right? You'll understand in a minute. Carefully, everybody, listen to this reading. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord.
I've got some cracker jokes for you, just to keep you awake. Why does Santa have three gardens? So he can ho, ho, ho. They're all as bad as that. What do you call a man who claps at Christmas? Santa Claus. What do snowmen eat for breakfast? Snowflakes, well done at the back there. And last one, who delivers presents to baby sharks at Christmas?
Santa Claus.
You got the same crackers, didn't you? There's two jokes on each one, but the others are even worse than those, so I'm not going to read them. We've been looking at this incredible journey and the wonderful visit of the Magi to Jesus Christ. A fantastic visit that we've learned, or we already knew, that a group of magi, wise men who studied the stars, made to the Holy Family. We know that the basic details, which we read in here, have been embellished and added to over the years to give us our Christmas card portrayal, which often looks like this, of three kings riding on camels, bringing three gifts to the baby Jesus on the night of his birth. And of course we know that they came a long way. This is somebody's interpretation of their route from the edge of Persia. Oh no! Oh, that's the one I wanted. To right across Iraq and eventually to Jerusalem, where they found King Herod. A star had appeared in the east. And as you said, how on earth did it lead them to the northwest? But, well, presumably it moved, but we don't know that, do we? A star had appeared in the east, it led them to Israel, but they were unsure about where the birth was to occur, so they visited Herod in Jerusalem. He inquired of the chief priests and the teachers of the law as to what they knew about such an occurrence, and they referred him to the Old Testament prophecy of Micah, which pronounced that Bethlehem was the place for the ruler to come from, and said that he would be the shepherd of my people Israel. Somehow, the star led them to the right place, which was the house where Jesus and Mary and the baby were now living together. The timing was certainly weeks after the birth, and it could have been as much as 2 years, based on the fact that Jesus is referred to in this passage in Matthew as a child. And in verse 16 of chapter 2, we read of Herod's slaughter of the innocents who were 2 years and under. So it's quite a time, you see, and Jesus obviously had grown. King Herod died in 4 BC. So it seems as if our dating of our calendar is in fact at least 4 years out. But it's interesting that other non-biblical writers report on an eagerness and an anticipation about this time for the coming of a new era or a new ruler. And several astronomical events have happened about this time, which may have led to the Magi's journey. Even separating the certainties from the unlikelihoods leaves us with an incredible journey and a fantastic visit, doesn't it? Learned men from completely different culture, they were Gentiles, somehow found the Christ child and brought gifts which gave great significance to his birth. Now tell me, what was the first gift? And what's the significance of gold? Did anybody say the word king? Yes, thank you. I've got new hearing aids and they're absolutely useless. Gold was the gift for the king. The second gift was incense or frankincense, which signified priesthood. And of course, Jesus came as king and he came as priest. And the third one was myrrh, which points to death. And as we consider the significance of the even greater visit, that of the Lord Jesus Christ to the planet Earth, we can see how the visit of the Magi had several parallels with the journey of Christ. They came a long way. Jesus came an even longer way. In fact, he came from heaven to earth. Do you remember the songs? Lord, I lift your name on high, and the servant king. They both talk about Jesus coming from heaven to earth. In Colossians and chapter 1, we get a wonderful description of Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things. Jesus came a long way. The wise men, the Magi, came humbly, seeking a new king, aiming to pay him homage, to bring their gifts to him. Jesus came in humility and in vulnerability. Can you imagine the King of Kings in heaven coming into the womb of a woman and being born as you and I were born? It's beyond our understanding, isn't it? We just need to stop and think sometimes at the greatness of our God. And Paul, writing to the Philippians, tells us this. Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Just take a moment to read that yourself. The Magi suffered hardship and possible rejection. They rode several hundred miles into the unknown, guided by a star. Maybe they rode on camels, maybe they rode on horses. It would have been a great adventure for them, but it also bore with it a certain degree of discomfort. I rode on a camel once for about 5 minutes. Boy, was that uncomfortable. They rode for days and days and days. Jesus, soon after his birth, had to flee from King Herod and live for a time in an alien land. Very shortly after he began ministering in power in Galilee at the age of about 30, the authorities started hounding him. Eventually, they arrested him. They gave him a mock trial and ended up crucifying the Lord of life. Michael Green says about the Magi's three gifts. In those three gifts, we see who Jesus is, what he came to do, and what it cost him. Maybe there the parallels end, because Jesus coming to earth is in fact the greatest visit that has ever happened, the greatest visit of all time and for all people. God visited us on his planet as the person Jesus. And in his 3-year ministry, Jesus, of course, went about doing good, showing the love of God in action through healing, through forgiving, through restoring life, through preaching and teaching about the kingdom of God. To ordinary people, he brought joy and life and light. To the authorities, he brought confusion and criticism and condemnation. And eventually, of course, this did lead to his arrest. That mockery of a trial, the torture and the crucifixion. Yet God's visit was not finished, because Jesus rose from the dead. And even after he returned to heaven to be with his Father, he left us another helper, the Holy Spirit. He is with us today and forever, because the visit of God continues and will continue forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Has anybody made any New Year resolutions? Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you what they are. Yes, that's good. 2, 3, 4, and the rest aren't admitting it. Okay? Somebody back there. I want to encourage you in your resolutions. I want to encourage you even more in this new year to make your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world, even deeper than it is now. To allow him to come into every area of your life. Your home, your relationships, your family, your work, your school, your leisure. Even in your sleep, may your dreams be about Jesus and you. May your life story be me and Jesus, for he loves us so much, even more than we can think of or we can imagine. So much that he came from heaven to earth to be our friends. I find that pretty amazing. Do you? Well, that's 3 of us. God bless you.